We're going to read today Psalm 23. I got to pull up my phone because I'm going to add something here a little bit later. All right. Psalm 23. This is not. Hold on a second. I'll read back. I'm sitting on this little wooden kid's chair. It is not comfortable. All right.
There we go.
I didn't have access to this at Manor Church, but I do here. So there's something special about Psalm 23.
Yeah, she's there.
Psalm 23 needs to be read in the King James Version. I had a King James Bible right near me, so I'll read it. So here's Psalm 23. You know what? I'm going to do this here so that I don't go muted. Stanley, I'm going to mute all of you. All right. Okay. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Just something absolutely wonderful about that hymn, about that psalm. So in our Christian faith, here I'm gonna unmute Jens again here. All right. So in our Christian faith, hold on, I didn't share that. Let me share this. Back to Zoom and share screen. All right, here we go. In our Christian faith, we're told a whole lot about commandments. The Ten Commandments, thou shalt and thou shalt not do this, thou shalt do that. Leviticus and Deuteronomy are absolutely chock full of so many things that you should do and shouldn't do, ways that you should worship God, ways you shouldn't worship God. When Jesus was on the Sermon on the Mount, his sermons, you've heard it say, thou shalt not commit murder. I say, thou shalt not, don't hate your and enemies. Don't hate in your heart. So many things. Live like this, don't live like that. So much so in our Christian faith and Christian understanding is that many theologians caution us about being super concerned about works righteousness. Lord, I follow you with all my heart. I don't sin. Therefore, I deserve your love. You know, this sort of thing. Working our way into God's grace. It's easy to do. Sometimes we do it unintentionally. We get mad at people for breaking the rule. When I drive, that's kind of when it comes out of me. If I stop at a stop sign and I do the full 3-second stop and I see someone drift through that stop sign, they have my ire. Because how dare they break the rules? And obviously, I'm much better than they are because I did it correctly. So we tend to do this sometimes not naturally. But Psalm 23 reminds us of something that we need to remember on a daily basis. It's important how we act in God's sight. It's important how we live. But it's also maybe arguably more important what God has done for us. Psalm 23 is nothing, has nothing in it of how we act, of what we do. Psalm 23 is everything for what God has done in our lives. The Lord is my shepherd, and because of that, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. It's the Lord who leads me beside the still waters. It's the Lord who restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his namesake. Yea, though I walk through the darkest of valley, I will fear no evil, because it is God who is with me. Fast forward here. Hold on. Oh, my slides show stuck. Figures. There we go. This pandemic that we find ourselves in,
that's where we're at, yes.
We see ourselves going through the valley. And we have so many things that we need to do right. We have to stand 6 feet from one another. We need to make sure we wear masks. We need to make sure we don't touch one another. We need to make sure all the surfaces are clean. You've got to do this. You got to do that. And we can become overwhelmed with all the things that need done during this pandemic season. Sometimes it's easy to feel alone during this time. But I love Psalm 23 because it reminds us of this, that God walks with us. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for it's God who's with me. Now, has anyone ever read the Jewish Bible? Yes, you have. All of you have. It's the Old Testament. That's the Jewish Bible. From Genesis to Malachi, I believe. That's the Jewish Bible. The Jews call it the Tanakh. T-A-N-A-K-H, Tanakh. And if you ever get the chance to read the Tanakh, the best version of it is published by the Jewish Publication Society. It's the JPS Tanakh. You can Google it, actually. It's online. I'm going to read to you the Psalm 23 from the Tanakh version. Psalm of David, the Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me to water in places of repose. He renews my life. He guides me in right paths as befits his name. Though I walk through a valley of deepest darkness, I fear no harm, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You spread a table for me in full view of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My drink is abundant. Only goodness and steadfast love shall pursue me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord for many long years. Now, there's something specific I want to bring up here. One of the things that I've always loved about God, and I've shared this with you in probably my entire time here, is God's presence with me in my life, though it's not deserved. God walking with me every day, God not abandoning me when I feel like I deserve it. God is always, always, always there and has always been there every step of the way. And we have this scripture in the final verse of 23. It says, surely goodness and love shall follow me all the days of my life. And I like that. You know, we can always count on goodness and love being back there, following us each step of the way. But I like the way the Tanakh has it better. Only goodness and steadfast love shall pursue me all the days of my life. I like this because of this. Not only do we have a God that doesn't abandon us, not only do we serve Jesus, who is there every step of the way, following us, leading us, and guiding us, But we even have a God in our lives who pursues us, chases after us. That if we start walking down the wrong path in our lives, God's there catching up with us. Hey, where'd you go? One, a God who doesn't leave us alone. And if we start to go the wrong way, God runs us down, grabs us, wraps us in his arms and says, I'm still here. It reminds me of the story of the prodigal son, where the father is standing on the porch of the house and the wayward son finally decides to come back home, and the father sees him at the end of the drive. And instead of waiting for the son to come up to the house, the father jumps down off the porch, runs down the path, and wraps the son in his arms. Surely goodness and love will pursue me all the days of my life. Even in the midst of this pandemic, we have a God who chases us down, wraps us up, and says, don't worry, I got this. It may look different, all of it might look different, but I got this, and I'm not leaving alone, and I'm not letting go. I have no reason to fear, though we may fear at times, but God helps us lay down in green pastures. God restores our soul. God leads us through the valley, helps us come through the end. And we thank God for that every step of the way. So I leave you with this benediction. It's from Scripture, Romans chapter 8, verse 38 to 39. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Go in peace and love, that knowing that God is with you always. Amen and amen.